We got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show. But before we start the show, remember everybody, you can always support the Hard Twins. Where? That's right, you guessed it, at officialhardtwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. And hats. Even got some bird products. Use discount code CIRCLEBACK. I'll give you 21% off. Yeah. Everybody knows what's going on in Texas. They having a natural disaster. Yeah, you can't prevent a natural disaster. I don't care how many cows you murder. You could have a damn cow holocaust. Yeah. I mean, this is not as a result of, like, climate change. Very well. You know, the lefties, they're going to say, y'all got all them cows down there busting all that ass. That's why y'all's weather screwed up. Yeah. That's why y'all's shit done froze.
I think climate change is, well, it's always been real. I mean, my proof is this. Y'all remember the Ice Age?
Y'all know all that ice melted? Them damn cavemen start burning them damn fires. All that smoke and CO2 went up in the atmosphere.
They was eating too many hamburgers.
They was killing too many damn mammoths, cooking them up, frying them, sending all them damn carbon emissions up in the air. That's what happened to the Ice Age. The caveman responsible for that. We haven't learned our lesson. And we still eating all these damn burgers.
All right, let's get serious on this.
Yeah, let's get serious on this. I mean, there's a lot of people going through some things down in Texas.
Yeah.
And Ted Cruz. Ted, why didn't you just go to Arkansas, man? Mississippi? I mean, just, okay. I mean, Ted, obviously, Ted's got it like that. Yeah. Hey, Daddy, let's go to Cancun. It's cold as hell out here. Let's go to Cancun, Mexico, Daddy. He's like, yep, let's do it.
Sounds good to me.
Gets on the, how expensive was them damn tickets on last minute? They go to Cancun, but, I mean, Ted.
I like you, Ted. Still like you, Ted.
Ted, let me ask you a question. What the hell were you thinking?
You know what these liberals are going to do.
I mean, I know we're at the airport and we getting recognized by hundreds of people.
Yeah.
I know they recognize your ass.
Yeah, you should have put on an afro or something, some shades.
Yeah, you got to come up with a disguise.
Yeah, you should have put on a 70s outfit, put on an afro and some shades. Y'all could have put on some Halloween costumes, something. I mean, you stuck out like a sore thumb.
I mean,
you got that damn mask on with the Texas flag on. Hey, look at me, I'm going to Cancun.
I mean, just the optics of that. I mean, I don't blame you for leaving.
Yeah, you just care of your family. You just taking care of your kids.
I mean, how many other Texans got up and left when he
said
he's coming?
Yeah, I'm sure thousands of Texans left.
Yeah.
But they're going to hold Ted Cruz to a high standard.
I don't.
These families that left prior to this storm because they knew it was going to be bad, they're just looking out for their families, right? Ted Cruz is doing the same thing. We ain't got no power. We ain't got no heat on. Hell, let's go to Cancun.
Yeah. I understand why people's giving them crap. I mean, he's supposed to be, what's that metaphor? The captain goes down with the ship?
That's BS. The captain never goes down with the ship.
That's just in the movies. This real life we talking about here.
Yeah.
Okay,
what was that movie? It was called 2012. Y'all remember the black president?
2012, man.
Yeah, 2012. Remember, they had a black president. They had Danny Glover, and he's supposed to be the president.
Yeah, progressive.
Yeah, he was progressive, I'm sure. And you know how the world was in. He stayed and stuck around with
the White House, yeah.
No, that only happens in the movies. If there's a nuclear war
and there's
bombs coming down, you think Joe Biden is going to be out there giving people Band-Aids and bottles of water? No, he's going to be in a bunker.
You think Ted Cruz is going to be out there? I'm going down with the ship.
No,
there. What did George Carlin say? They're in a club and we ain't in it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Look at it like this, everybody. On the left or the right. He's taking care of his family.
Yeah.
Everybody should take care of that family. You don't rely on your government for anything.
Yeah. Hey, well,
you just don't.
I mean, you save
money.
Yeah.
When there's a natural disaster, be prepared for it. Ted Cruz was prepared for it. A lot of citizens of Texas was prepared for it. Like if a hurricane's coming to Puerto Rico, are you going to stick around for that shit? No, you're going to get on a plane and get the hell out of here.
Well, some people can't, man.
Some people can't. If I'm there and I got a house in Puerto Rico and they say a hurricane comes, say, how long we got? 3 days? Well, we leaving tonight. I'm not going to stick around for that.
Let me say this. Now, they have an infrastructure down in Texas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all got systems already in place for when natural disasters happen, like the power company. I mean, do y'all actually need Ted Cruz to be there every minute of the day? I mean, I could see if he was a member of the power company he was leaving,
yeah,
and all the power company employees, man, it's cold as hell out here. Let's come back when it's warmer.
Yeah.
No, y'all have an infrastructure in place. Infrastructure, yeah, in place to handle this.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz, I'm sure the local government, they've made all the decisions and calls that need to be made right now.
Yeah. He didn't actually have to be there. I mean, it would have been nice if he was there, though.
I mean,
the makes you look like a real leader.
Oh, man. I mean,
I'm going to tell you like this, Ted. I don't blame Philippe. I've been in, when I was living in Virginia, in California, they would have like especially California, they would have rolling blackouts. You didn't have no power. Mm-hmm. Same thing was going on in Virginia. You have no power. I would get the kids and the wife, because I save money. We would go stay at a hotel.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but it's so bad.
Many families do that.
Yeah, but there's so many people. You got to, like, actually leave Texas. It's that bad.
Yeah, it's horrible.
You can't drive like an hour.
I mean, they
away.
Got cows out there like this, man.
What?
They finding cows froze to death, man. Up on that back with their legs up in there like that, man. This shit, that's crazy, man. It's so cold out there, man. It's turning cows into popsicles.
Man, what the hell's wrong with you?
I'm just saying, man. Texas have never, like, it's snowing in Houston.
Yeah.
It never snows in Houston. Yeah. It's just horrible, man. I mean, I know there was a severe weather warnings when this was
coming. Yeah.
Coming, and
yeah.
But nobody knew the power grid was going to go out. Nobody knew it was going to be this
bad. It kind of goes hand in hand. Whenever a severe, like, snowstorm hits Virginia, your power going out. I'm sure they seen this coming.
Yeah, a lot of times the power go out, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they seen
it coming. Well, you remember that time we was in California doing our very first comedy show and that snowstorm hit? We got like 3 feet of snow and the power never did go out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not always the case when it gets cold.
Yeah.
It just, a lot of bad things had to happen before, you know, it got this bad in Texas. Unfortunately, that power grid.
Yeah, let me talk to Ted. Man, you could have waited to go to Cancun, man. Y'all could have just, man, when everything gets better. Power comes on, let's go ahead and go to Cancun.
I can't go.
Y'all went right in the middle of the damn hours on Texas. What's that, day after tomorrow? them big-ass storms, the hours on Texas, and y'all left.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean.
To his defense, though, Key, he never told Texans to stick around.
I know that.
I mean, like, you look at these liberal
but that's a lot
politicians.
Of people.
Yeah, liberals, they're going to spin things. Like, these liberal politicians, they're saying, stay home, don't travel. Then you find them in these countries traveling with their families, doing all
COVID?
These things.
During COVID?
Yeah. Yeah, that looks really bad, right? Ted Cruz never said stick around. I mean, anybody in a financial position, if you was able to get out, get out. Ted was one of those people. A lot of Texans left.
You know what? And now I know people's going to use this, like, when he runs for president or for Senate again. I mean, you barely beat Beto's dumbass last time.
And he is a total moron.
Well, it's nothing against Ted Cruz. There's a bunch of idiots moving to Texas.
Yeah.
And y'all already just got a bunch of dumbasses down there to begin with.
From California.
Who the hell votes for Beto? Dude out there coming out on a skateboard as red as, like, I'm going to come out there. I got an idea. During the rally, I'm going to jump on a skateboard. I'm going to straight across the stage.
Did you see when he went and ran to the border? Started shaking people's hands?
Dude started talking.
He didn't actually cross the border. He just act like he was friendly with him.
Yeah, then the dude on stage talking Spanish.
don't even know how to speak proper Spanish.
I mean, you running in. I mean, I understand there's a couple languages in America, but it's just so much virtue signaling and just too much progressivism.
Yeah.
It becomes like a damn.
Yeah.
You know he going to use them damn ads on you next time. They're going to show you running for president. Yeah, it was nice and cold, and it was snowing. It was horrible. And here's Ted Cruz leaving, going to Cancun, Mexico.
Yeah, just be prepared for that. I mean, you got a good excuse. I mean, your kids told you to go. You can't say no to your kids, right? But you know what, Ted? I still like you. I like you way better than Beto. And if you ever become the Republican nominee, run this country for president, still gonna vote for you. Because you're just a man trying to protect his family and do what's best for your family. If everybody did that on the left or right,
relying on the government.
If everybody had more of Ted Cruz and more of like the citizens that actually fled Texas was able to do it, if you just prepare, save your money, don't rely on anybody. I don't care how much you like Ted Cruz. I don't care how much you like Beto. You're supposed to take care of your family.
Yeah.
No government official is there to take care of you.
Yeah.
You're the man of your home. You're the woman of your home. You take care of your family. Yeah, no politician is there to take care of you.
Yeah. If you waiting for the government to take care of you, you are.
Because they're going to take care of that family.
Yeah, they in the bunker. When the bomb's coming,
they in the bunker.
Yeah, y'all going to be on Twitter. Where's the politicians? Oh, my God, they're not here. Yeah, they in the bunker. Y'all, we going to get blown up.
Yeah. It's a valuable lesson for everybody. Take care of your own families.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about, just go with the facts that's presented to you, the information you have, and do the best job you can for your family.
Yeah, and help each other.
Yeah, and help each other. Don't rely on anybody. I don't care how much of a conservative you are. I don't care how much of a liberal you are. Take care of your own family. Stop worrying about what other people's doing.
Yeah, speaking of helping people, Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
Man, support our president.
I think they removed his product from like 18 stores. Not because he has a bad product. He has an amazing product.
Yeah, took him out of, banned him off of social media.
Yeah.
They're trying to actually crush this man's business. MyPillow, he's the owner of MyPillow.
Yeah.
So to support him, go to MyPillow.com.
Use discount code HARSHTWINS. You can get up to 60% off.
Yeah, get you some pillows, some pillowcases, get you some sheets. Man, this dude's even selling towels over there to make ends meet.
Yeah.
Dude's selling it all.
So support, something like this should never, ever happen here in America.
Not in America.
Not in a free country.
They're trying to ruin this man just because he's got a different opinion. Not because he's like hurting people or he's doing criminal activity.
Right.
No, just because he's on the right and he supported the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So support Mike Lindell. Just use discount code HARSHTWINS.
Yeah. That was a damn good show.
Yeah. Don't forget, go to officialHARSHTWINS.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab, hit the links, follow us on Telegram, follow us on Rumble, and follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.